You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 85. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me over that way is my co-host, Stone. Good afternoon, evening.
Evening.
Morning.
Night.
Good wherever night. Wherever we are.
Buonanotte.
Where are we? Who are we? Where are we at?
I have no idea who I am.
This is weird because it's a Monday afternoon for me and it's Sunday night for you. And normally we don't record anywhere near these kinds of times. So yay for a 4-day weekend for me. Yay. Oh. Happy Easter.
Carrie's got to work tomorrow. But happy Easter to you as well. But the kids are off school.
Oh, okay. How come she's got to work? That's not fair.
Carrie works for a division of a... bank, so they're open, so she's got to work.
Right. Okay.
If she was government or a teacher, she would be off.
She'd be off. Okay. So. Wow. That's.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a bit sucky. Poor Carrie. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
What she got?
How you been though? Something. You doing good? Doing all right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Carrie. Anyway, all right. We've got lots of things to cover this episode.
I'm just going to say, she does have a webcam, and we do have a webcam over there. So we could potentially get her in as a guest. Just saying.
Is she throwing something at you yet?
She's like this to me right now. So I'm gonna be dead soon.
Like what?
Nice.
What? Yeah. Exactly.
So we got a lot of info. We got a Feasal dump.
Yes.
On Thursday, right? Was it this Thursday or the Thursday before? I think it was the Thursday before. So it was like a week from this past Thursday. So it's been about a week and a bit. So we got a Feasal dump. And basically an 8.2 preview, and I actually liked how Feasal did his thing. I like how Blizzard is giving us information this way instead of just like a website, like, hey, boom, here, and go figure it out.
Right.
I like the presentation. I like how Ian and Lore do their Q&A. I like Feasal doing this. I wish they would do more of this. Give me more. I did watch it, but I didn't make notes, cause I, relied on Wowhead. So I just, you know, we'll, put the link to the Wowhead, overview that I use to go over everything to remind myself what the heck happened. Cause, really there was only one thing that really popped out at me that I was like, oh my goodness, because of the Iron Man stuff. So, but we're going to go over everything. We are getting two new zones, Nazjatar and Mechagon. So Nazjatar is going to be the primary questing zone. And it's basically where it's a new zone that where the sea has parted. So are we saying that Queen Ishara is Moses? Right? Parting of the Red Sea. No?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no.
It's parting of the Red Sea. This is Blue Sea.
Well, this is the Great Sea. So maybe she's Great Moses.
Great Queen. Maybe it's Queen.
Well, the good thing is that it is not underwater because apparently they've listened to everyone being like, we don't like how combat works. Most people don't like it and they didn't do it. I didn't mind Vashir going through it once or twice. Yes. But the time, can you imagine that? Everyone would lose their mind. I think that they would be in for a huge deal, a huge poop storm of crap. Which we got to see a very brief glimpse of, right?
Yeah.
because we tweeted at Ian, and Ian replied, and then everybody else replied to him, and we were still on those replies. Oh my goodness. And we saw just a very small fraction of, I'm sure, the crap that he gets every day.
Yeah.
I couldn't do his job. There is just no, I could not do his job to deal with people. There's just no way in hell. No.
Mm.
I my hat's off to you. I don't have a hat, so it's already off. So my hat's on the shelf back there.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes, it's up there. You can't really see
it. It's up there.
So. Okay, Mechagon is supposed to be smaller than Nazjatar, but larger than Timeless Isle. Great. So there's supposed to be lots of mounts and pets. And I was thinking, why is there all these things? So quests are apparently not going to appear on the map. So you need to explore to uncover them. So the reason why there's lots of mounts and pets is because war mode is enabled and apparently is quote encouraged in Mechagon. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if you're going to be able to go in and then turn war mode off and then go about your way, because they didn't explicitly say that it's a PvP zone. It's just that it's going to be encouraged to have it on. So
So there must be stuff that drops maybe specifically that's war mode.
I don't know if it'll be war mode specific, but maybe there will be achievements. And we do know that there's going to be lots of meta achievements in there, but maybe some of them are only if you're in war mode. So, and people like war mode, great. I personally don't, because I want to just play the game. I don't personally like going PvP unless I queue up for it. And you know what? I might actually go in and do war mode if I felt like PvP. I might go in and do that, but usually I don't. So we'll see how it goes. I'm going to give it a go because I want to see what the new stuff is, right? So
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see how that works. There's a new raid. Ashara's Eternal Palace, just eight bosses. One is, so you know how they said, hey, we're not going to do anything, we're not going to do the whole zone beneath the water. Well, one of the bosses in the raid will be completely underwater. That's going to be fun. I can just imagine that on LFR. That's going to be fun times. One of the bosses I noticed is supposed to be Lady Priscilla Ashvane. Okay. So we're not going to spoil anything, if you don't know what's going on with her, but she's supposed to be one of the bosses. And she's supposed to be transformed. So if you don't know how she gets there, well, we're not going to tell you that. You have to do the quests and figure that out. But
to see that side of it, the storyline to see it, because I've just done it recently. Okay. So,
but the first thing that popped into my head, and it's actually one of the first things I thought of when I first saw her, the very first time I saw her, right when BFA launched, I thought of Queen Ursula from Little Mermaid. If she doesn't look like this in her boss encounter, I don't know. I think I just might unsub. I mean, I'm not going to unsub, but if she's being transformed, I want her to be like shaking her hips and all the tentacles all over the place. Right.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only other thing
she's a good
bad guy. Must have tentacles.
Absolutely.
So the other thing that popped out at me was that Queen Ashar is the end boss. Now it doesn't mean that we're going to kill her, because we've fought end bosses before and we've not killed them. Garrosh. Right. So it's possible that we could defeat her and imprison her or something, or make her go away, right? But she is going to be the end boss in that raid.
Mm.
So we've split up the news between myself and Lita so that it's not just me being... So Lita, next.
Okay. All right. So there will be a... So you've spoken about the new raid. There is a new dungeon, which is Mechagon Mecha Dungeon. So apparently it's 8 boss mega dungeon. I'm already just like, yeah, it's a dungeon. There's my first problem. It launches as mythic only to do the 8, but will be split into heroic and mythic plus in patch 8.3. I also thought...
which means it's patch 8.3, which means there's a patch 8.3.
Yeah. So, yeah, so, I mean, for those people that like running dungeons, obviously, there's 8 new bosses, and, yeah, like, sweet, okay, I'm sure there'll be cool stuff, but, okay. The next thing that I'm excited about, dungeons just don't do it for me, I'm afraid, but the storyline is getting an update. So, all we're saying... Bane, Sylvanas.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. Okay. Next.
Banky brings up a good point. Is that it's just like the new Karazhan, right? Where it's eight bosses, and then they eventually split that into 2. And you can you can solo the new Karazhan for the mount if you need the mount.
Yeah. I haven't been in there ever.
I got them out to drop. Because my RNG luck is just awesome. I'm telling you. And Layla, and I've put this offer out to Layla as well. Bring me with you on your mount runs because I have really good luck at getting mounts. So I'm hoping some of that will rub off on you and she can get her Blazing Drake mount. Because she really, really has not gotten that mount still, and she really
don't even start me on freaking spine. I tell ya, anyway.
Spine? Oh my goodness, spine's easy.
No, it's not. Don't say that because it is not easy, and it's
just like one side and then the other, one side and the other. That's it.
No,
right in the middle.
No. It's not that easy.
Okay.
Anyway.
So there are going to be customizable trinkets or trinket and rings. So the trinkets are supposed to have passive stats and proc effects and esoteric effects. Excuse me. And the rings are, there's going to be 2 rings. One is going to be a logic loop and one's going to be a bit band. And there's going to be different kinds of each one. So you can only have one loop and one band. I'm pretty sure that they were unique equipped so that as a set that they will unlock a set bonus, which is cool. So
well, that'd be good. Set bonuses.
I kind of like that. As long as it's useful for my class. So. And heritage armor. I don't know if I'm going to level another gnome and Torn who are getting these, but because I think I already have my gnomes already up to 110.
So you won't automatically get it.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. I know that they said you need to be exalted and all that kind of stuff, but I can't remember if you need to re-level a new character or not.
I hope
not. You know what? You know what? I don't think so because I did get the dwarf one and I didn't have to re-level one, so
okay.
I don't think you do. No.
Okay. Layla says you don't have to level them. Okay.
Okay. That doesn't make sense. It makes sense to do it for the Kul'Tirans and all them because they're new. But anyways. Okay. Next.
All right. There is New Island Expedition. So there's one called Crestfall and Snow Blossom. So there's apparently possible experimentation with exploration mode when in normal, so there's no time pressure. They haven't actually said yes or no, but they're thinking of that. Apparently playing around with the rules for the islands at the moment. So again, must admit, I haven't done a huge amount of islands. I started doing them, but
do them every once in a while, and I've leveled up a couple characters only with them, and I did find an issue with gear in that, because you don't get gear, but you still level up. Your gear doesn't scale, because at the time I didn't have my air loom gear, couldn't go up to 120. Yeah. So you had mobs getting strong hunger, but you don't. So it made it a little bit weird.
Can you go into an one with just two people, or you've got to take a third? Like, there's no way you can.
You've got to have three. No, you got to have three.
See, that's.
I don't know what's going to happen when the expansion's over. I would assume they're going to let you queue up as single, and just go.
Okay.
If you want to keep trying to farm for mounts and pets, right?
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is there was three of us, and one person's got bored and gone to play something else, which this expansion he's decided is not for him. That's, you know, and that's each to their own for absolutely everyone. But it's like Ash and I can't do it with just two people then. So otherwise,
well, you would get a third. You would get a random third. And then you could have a good one.
We don't like randoms. We really like playing with friends.
I've had some really great groups and some really not so good ones.
I don't like pugging stuff. So I've had too many bad experiences with people just being jerks. So it's one of those things. But anyway, it's okay. There's pets, and I'm going to guess there's going to be more stuff coming with the new pets? Islands.
The pets you can actually buy on the auction house.
Yeah.
So you can get them off of people that are selling them. So you don't need to get them to drop. However, you do need to get the islands to get doubloons in order to buy some pets and mounts, because there's some you cannot get unless you get it, right?
Yeah.
Lita is in the U.S., though. Well, she's not in the U.S. She's Oceania.
I play on Northern Ring. U.S. I'm all about U.S., baby. I don't even play Oceanic anymore. I just play, Friends are always better, absolutely, because it's just, Like, all of a sudden, if you're in, like, Discord, everyone knows where to go, who to follow, instead of seeing a dot, you know, take off this way, and another one takes off that way, and you stand there going, where am I going? Everyone's going different directions. So, now, the other thing, PvP. I'm talking about PvP. What? Ashran.
Better than me.
Kind of. I loved Ashran back in... I ran Ashran a lot. Anyway, it returns as an epic battleground. So there will also be a new arena called Mechagon Arena. Not that I haven't done arenas for years, but that's... So that'll be exciting for those of you, Spanky, that does a fair bit of PvP. I know he has. And Season 3 will start as well. So there is it will be after, obviously, a few months probably after that, but there will be there's a new mount too for Season 3, apparently.
I think a basilisk,
basilisk. So that's, you know, that's cool. Nightmare pugs. Moon Daisy, I so hear you. Absolutely. And that's the problem. They turn it off, you know, they turn you off forever trying to do it again because you're just like this, like thinking about pugging, and my anxiety is already like.
So when I get a bad pug, generally how it works is that they want to pull all the things and they can't kill everything in time and they die and then I die. Mm. I don't want to play like that. So generally, if they keep doing that, I go off on my own. And I go kill things on my own, and I can generally get by okay on my own. If they keep coming around me, I'll just kind of stand there and like, what the hell, yo? Because like, I know that some of them are trying to use normal mode to level up quickly. But I mean, if you can pull all the things, but you can't handle it. And then you die.
Yeah.
While you're wasting time, right? So you're but I mean, not it's leveling up working fast. Together. Sure.
Yeah. It's still so, you know, it's still working together in whatever form that you're doing. And obviously, some people just, you know, just take off. And if everyone's split, it just just becomes really horrid. So why would
the exploration mode, I'm kind of looking forward to, because if you want to complete the normal island a different way than just killing everything by doing quests and all that kind of stuff, that would be cool. Mm. I think that would be make things a little bit more neat to get through stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, or even to go and just to explore before you want to queue up. That might also be the way that you can, you know, that you can hunt around and have a look at it by, you know, yourself instead of watching a video. It means more to me if I can go into that.
I think it's more the exploration mode is that you're going to complete the island by doing quests and finding out little nooks and crannies and stuff versus killing everything around it.
That's a way of exploring, so that's cool.
So the thing that got my attention and got a lot of people's attention was mount equipment. Basically, this is something new that's coming in, and after a little bit of back and forth and hearing people talk about it, they've settled on this. So the effect will happen at level 20 and higher, which is when you can start using your other mounts besides the heirloom mount and the sea turtles and all their sea ones that go beneath the water. As long as, like, after you have one single character that has reached level 100, so they basically want to make sure that you can unlock it after you've played a certain amount. Fine. Mounts with unique effects like these sky golem, so it can basically pick herbs without dismounting, cannot benefit from mount equipment. Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. The water strider will lose its water walking ability.
Not happy.
Hold on. Why don't they treat the water strider like the sky golem and don't allow equipment effects to affect it? Then you don't get the super water walking strider that can do other stuff, and off you go.
Yeah.
Because it feels kind of strange to have a water strider that doesn't walk on water.
Yeah.
Right? So
reason we ground them.
Like, I don't understand why. Like, okay, so I get why they are taking it away, because they didn't want somebody to combine the water walking with, like, let's say dazing, okay? Right? But if you make it like the golem, then there's no problem. Then its only thing that it could do is water walking. So who cares?
Yeah.
So just let it go. Yeah. It's still only doing one thing.
Mm.
I don't see why they wouldn't change that. I'm not sure what it is that they gain by keeping the Water Strider, by stripping the Water Strider of its water walking. Right? If they can, if they can treat it like these sky, if they can treat it like the Sky Golem, why can't they treat the Water Strider the same way? Just don't let the mount equipment effects take effect on it. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't change that. And Layla, yeah, I've noticed that too, that a lot of people are trying to pull for that. And I don't know why they haven't come out to say, yes, they're going to do that. Mm. Allie says the mount equipment also works on Running Wild that Worgen has. Not sure if that will stay or not. That's interesting.
Yep. Mm. Did not know that. That is very interesting. So I would.
Well, I mean, that's okay. I think that's fine because.
Well,
it's a mount. Yeah, but you're still. Hmm. Mounted, right?
Yeah. So that would, I don't have a problem with that. I think, yeah, it's part of the race. So why not? Let it have that.
Other than the Sky Golem, I don't know execute. I just know that they said other similar mounts, and I can't for the life of me think of what the other mounts are that have extra things that they can do. So
yeah,
I mean, I think that's the one that pops out. What?
Unless they're talking about like the yaks and stuff, because they're specifically vendor, so they just stay as.
Well, vendor. The vendor mounts will still get the same thing because they don't give you anything extra, really? Like an extra power, right?
Okay.
So you can water walk with your yak. I remember seeing it. Say the vendor mounts and all those are affected by the mount equipment. It was just mounts that has like the extra powers, not like a vendor or something.
Okay.
Yeah. But some of the equipment, the one equipment that I really want is the emergency parachute that deploys when you get dismounted high up in the air, because you know that's never happened to me before. I'm flying way up there and boop. Off Never. I go, and
what's gonna happen then to I goblin die. Gliders? Does
you should still have one just in case, because you never know. What if the parachute doesn't deploy? What if the parachute doesn't deploy? What if there's a bug and you're about to land? Well, at least you can hit the goblin glider, and you know that it'll work. So the other equipment are the inflatable mount shoes, which will let your mounts walk on water, and the comfortable rider's barding, which prevents you from being dazed while mounted. That one is, I mean, if you could combine that with a water walking one, I mean, then you're good to go.
That'd be a bit broken, but.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah. So you're only going to get one.
Yes.
One of those things.
Yeah.
So if you equip. So what are they saying? You equip one of these things to your mount collection.
Yes.
That's all. And then every single one. So if you said, I want saddle shoot,
it affects the emergency saddle parachute. Shoot on every character that you own.
Yeah.
Regardless of what character you're on right now.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha. So I'm kind of like.
I personally think they're going to include the water striders, both of them, because there's two, right?
I hope so. Yeah.
In the water walking thing, where they won't lose it, but they also cannot use equipment, which is I think is completely fair.
I'd be happy. So, yeah. I would be completely happy if that was the case. I don't have an issue with that. All right. Still contention. Anyway, flying Pathfinder Part 2 will be available. I'm so excited. And should take players 2 to 3 weeks to finish. Quotations.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. So you need to reach Revered with Mechagon and Nazjata. Is that how we're saying it?
Yeah. Factions. So the two
factions.
So the two factions in Nazjatar, they're separate ones for Horde and for Alliance.
Yes.
But you know, it just depends on which one you're going for, right?
Yeah. Maybe you're going for both. That's cool, but that'll be good. Flight will be unlocked in all zones. That is including the new ones.
Yeah.
So I
was shocked.
Excited. That's
so shocked.
Yeah. Well, Argus was a pain in the butt. I'm going to say this right now. They should have made flying in Argus because yep. I love flying. I love yep. flying. I should have been able to fly and look over things and... just it's just lovely. It's one of my favorite things. So this is exciting. We've got things to work towards. Achievement awards the pet feathers.
It's a pet.
Yeah.
It's a pet called Feathers.
I've already got Feathers.
Mm. Well, that's what it said. So
is it a mount? Hang on. I thought there was.
No, it's a pet. So Spanky says he'll be using the anti-daze. It will be
similar to Feathers.
Oh, okay.
It's not Feathers. No, it'll similar. Be similar okay. to Feathers.
So Spanky yes. says I'll be using the anti-daze because water walking is pointless for my BM Hunter. Why Beastmaster Hunter is it pointless? If you said Shaman, okay, because you have water walking. If you said Death Knight, I get that. We have a pet that gives water walking. Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Really?
Well, you learned something
obviously
new.
Obviously, I've not played yep. my hunter for
learned
a while.
Learned something new.
There we go. Did not know that. Thank you, Spanky. Okay. Well, right. then having days with
which
these,
pet is
work?
That?
Yeah.
It's a BM only
pet.
BM
only pet.
Yeah, we'll see. Because I'm okay. going to see what tame it says. It, man.
I will go but anyway, that, Pathfinder Part 2.
I wonder yes! if they would take that out. But yeah, I was so shocked when Feasel said it's going to be for all zones. I was
so excited, so happy. I love flying. I was flying.
Well, if they're saying there's an 8.3, I kind of feel like, you know, what if we're going to get another zone like Argus. Kind of deal where you can't fly. That would drive me nuts.
Yeah, I know. That would not be happy. No happy face there. But anyway, for the moment with the new ones, I'm quite happy if if we've got the majority of them flying. That's cool. So awesome.
Oh, so the water striders. One of their clickable abilities gives water walking. Oh, so you can tame it as a pet. Gotcha. And then you mount up, and then off you go, and then you can water walk. Okay. I wonder if that's going to go
Did
away.
Did not know that.
I wonder.
Interesting. Thanks, Spanky.
I wonder why. Hope it doesn't go away, but I don't know. Maybe.
We'll see. We still got time.
Sorry for the creaky chair. Okay, Heart of Azeroth and Assassins. Yep.
That's the show title right there.
No, the show title is Lita Loves Jeremy Feasel, because it's true.
Damn it.
Gotta watch what you say around me, because I'm just going to tell everyone. This one time, Lita told me. No, okay. So all Azerite armor traits will be unlocked. So basically, you don't need to level up your heart in order to unlock traits in your gear. So you know how when you get like your head piece and shoulder and chest, and it says, "Oh, you need to you need your heart to be level 25 in order to unlock like a certain tier." That's gone. Everything's just unlocked. Off you go.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
So what they've done is that they've changed the heart so that there's new essence items. So it comes with one already. Your heart, and then at heart level 55, 60, and 65, you get extra slots unlocked. So you'll have a total of four slots at heart level 65. So each essence will have a major power and a minor. Each essence also comes in four ranks: uncommon, rare, epic, and legendary, which is your green, blue, purple, and orange. So it's nothing new or fancy. So it's something that we know about already. And once you learn an essence, it can be swapped in and out of the heart. So you know how, like, with the old way of doing glyphs, right? Once you learn that glyph, if you wanted to change the glyph, you could just drag it and overwrite it. Like, you didn't need to relearn a glyph. It, like, you don't need to rebuy a gem and put in a new gem over top and keep buying it. No. Once you learn that essence, you can swap it in and out at any time. I would assume that you can swap it in and out at the, like I say, any time, but I think it's probably going to be at the what's its face, like the not the transmog guy, but like the reforger. Spanky said, I think it's when rested. Really? Okay, because that would be very convenient. That's for sure. For sure, that would be amazing. Versus having to go and pay for it every time, right? But maybe the Azurite reforging thing you still have to pay for because you still want to change those, right? Whereas the heart essence is different. So. Maybe. So class changes. There are class changes, and honestly, I really didn't want to read the list of them. Like, there's some buffs and some nerfs, and
stuff.
There's some buffs that happen because warriors and rogues are too strong in Mythic Dungeon Invitational, so Blizzard nerfed them. So, and this is really early on, so we'll probably get a final run through of when the patch goes live, which I think the patch is going to go live May the 28th or June the 4th. Just saying. Okay. Just putting it out there. It's,
wait and see.
Yeah.
Okay. There will be heroic war fronts added in patch 8.2 with Battle for Stromgarde. So heroic. It's going to be more difficult, but with better rewards. It's going to be flexible to 10 to 20 players. And heroic war fronts can be lost.
Yes.
So that's interesting. I think when I was reading it, they were saying it's going to be a bit more strategic. Like, you need to be more strategic than what we do in a normal. So interesting for those people that want to do that. That'll be challenging.
Spanky says he's lost a normal war. Right. I've heard of people just sitting back and doing nothing, and they still win four times. What the heck?
Wow.
No, maybe Spanky's special. Ones. You can't lose the normal ones. Too many people AFK. Okay.
Yeah. I suppose that's the thing. If people go in and like, oh, well, I don't need to do anything, so I'm just going to go AFK. Yeah. And all of a sudden, if you've got, what is that, 20 people, and if 10 of them are AFK, I've never encountered that. I mean, sometimes it seems like it's taking, some are really fast, feel like it's really fast, and it's like, hey, we won. And then some are like, oh, hang on, I'm going to run back and forth and back and forth. Oh, okay, we won. So, interesting. No, but heroic ones will definitely, a saying, can be lost. They've got to be strategic. So I'd say people aren't going to be able to go AFK. Okay, transmog. Excited. All transmog slots, except for pants, can be hidden. hilarious.
Okay. Yes. Hilarious. Yes, but come on. Yes. Come on.
No, I love it. Let me hide
my pants, man.
No, I'm just like, well,
I'm not wearing pants right now.
Things.
I'm wearing shorts. Dude, it's almost summer. Well, it's spring, but it feels like summer.
But pants, I'm fine with that. I don't have a issue with that. It'd kind of be good to hide like your feet. So if you were doing a transmog of, I don't know, maybe like a pirate or something, and you didn't want to have the shoes on, that would be cool. I'd be happy with that. So, yeah, so we'll have to see. But, I mean, it gives options. It gives options for trial of style, too, to mix things up when that happens. So, yay, that'll be fun. The other thing is there's a new pet battle dungeon, which will be Stratholme. Love Stratholme.
I've got to run Gnome Ragon two more times, and then I can get the last pet I need.
I haven't done anything since the first one.
Which one?
That's how busy I've done.
Dead Mines or Wailing Caverns? Which one was the first one?
Wailing Caverns.
Wait.
Wailing Caverns is the only one I've run.
Okay.
And I still need to probably do it three times.
They're fun. It's
too many. They're too long.
I just find
they're too long. I
find that the Gnomeregon one is kind of longer than the other two original ones, I guess.
I find if I've got to sit somewhere for an hour, like my back already starting to, my back's already, so, well, no, I've got to, like, I've got,
no, no, no.
I've got to move. So for, doing I'm... a pet battle dungeon, I've got to get up and walk away, you know, constantly. And therefore something that might take me this long all of a sudden ends up taking three times as long. And by then I'm like, you know what? I'm freaking over it. I'm done. And
Spanky says, Lita doesn't like it too long. That's why I was laughing, because I looked over and I saw the chat and it was like, that's amazing.
It has to be the right size.
Yeah, length, I was drinking a little bit of pop or soda, and as I read it, I was like, "Oh my goodness, it was funny." It was.
But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just, Let's not. I don't want to go on the bad side, so let's just want to stay positive. Portal room. So the last thing that we're going to talk about is the portal room. The portal to Caverns of Time will be added, and which is good. I think that was the only portal that I really thought was like, I think we kind of need that. That's the only thing. I mean, I don't need it myself, but when I was mount hunting, that's one that I would have missed for sure, because I would have had to go to Doom. And then fly over, right? Whereas having a portal down in the bottom is good.
See, I did that last night or yesterday. And I was like, well, where, before I left Zandazal, and I was like, well, where am I going to go? I've got to get over to the Caverns of Time. I can't go how I used to go. Yeah. I was like, well, hang on. If I take the portal to Silithus, fly straight across.
Yeah, you can do that too. But we don't have that, like, in the portal room, right? So these are considered to be permanent as far as what Blizzard will give us, right? Because they could change them, right?
Yeah. But the portal's there for your higher level characters in Borealis and Zandazar. So, you know. Cool.
There will be quest portals. So the quest portals that, you know, because they did say that when the new portal room went live, that there will be quest portals that would appear where they normally would have appeared if you were on certain quests. That did not happen.
Because
I remember being on a couple quests and I'm like, well, where's the portal? Yep, there's no portal here. So I'm going to have to go figure it out on my own, which is fine because I know where I'm going to go. But if I was a new player that didn't know and I'm being told to go here and there's nothing there, well, now I'm SOL. So apparently what they say is that there's going to be new tech to give you directions if the quest takes you to another continent. Okay. Good.
Okay.
I think that covers up the issue of
shortcut and chat still works.
The rep shortcut.
What's the rep shortcut?
What's rep shortcut?
I'm guessing it's either Eldor or.
Oh, okay.
But where was the shortcut?
The Scryers.
Scryers, yeah.
So there was an issue where they're saying that if you had a certain quest that you know would give you a portal, then just don't turn in that quest, right? And then you always have the portal appear. So you kind of game the system. So this way, if they're not going to do portals, at least they'll still give you directions to where a normal person would have to go to complete the quest. So.
In the lower city.
It's just sending you right to the caverns of time. Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that at the adventurers? The adventurers.
That's the inn. I know what you're talking about. Oh.
The adventurers thing.
Okay.
Right. Is that where Paris Hilton is?
Yes.
Okay. Or Harris Hilton.
Yeah. That's it. Okay. Thank you. I completely forgot about that. That still works. Good to know.
Somebody should go create like a page that shows all the different shortcuts. But then if you do, you know, Blizzard will look at that and be like, well, do we want that one there or not? Right.
So we should just create a page between us all and just share it between us and not share it with the world. We'll be selfish.
But I want to help people.
This is our... Yeah, well, we're helping us. Stone, we're helping us. As in, you, me, and the chat room. Right here. There we go. We don't have to help the greater, you know. We're just doing the smaller good, not the greater good this time around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
So that's it for 8.2 that we're going to preview.
That's
I'm very excited. There seems to be a lot of stuff.
Version.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. Like, holy cow.
There is a lot of stuff. Mm. But obviously you can check out the Wowhead.
Yes. We're going to post a link on that.
Did you put the link?
Not in the chat, but we're going to put the link on the blog post. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So our weeks in WoW, right? Our month
in
WoW.
Yeah, go for it.
So we're not. I'm not reading my whole month, but I'm doing two things. One is raiding. We finally defeated Heroic Conclave. There were actually a few nerfs that got released on Tuesday before they were even announced, and we noticed them because we're like, "Whoa, what the heck?" Because they were announced on the Friday, but we were already in on Wednesday and Thursday, and we're like, "Hey, we noticed that the frog AOE area is smaller, and you can it pops out more, which is the damn frog, man. It's like all over the place, man. And you think you're out of it, and you're not out of it. You still get knocked back." Piece of crap. So and then there's a larger bird safe zone, which was an issue on Heroic because you're in this little safe zone, and if you go out, you're gonna basically get killed, but you have the frog in there and you're running around and you can't get hit by the frog, and then the bosses also do frontal cleaves. Oh my goodness, it's crazy. So the larger zone actually helped more. It's smaller and it pops out more. Stone 2019. Yelp. And your group just did on the 14th. Thank you. Yeah. That fight is a pain. Yeah. We don't want to do that fight again. So we're planning on skipping it every time if we can, because we do have a lockout. Because we killed Rastakhan. Sorry, Ludo. We killed one of your new friends, their king. I
think I saw that kill too.
Oh, ours?
Yeah, I saw that kill. That was the other. Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't as hard. The fight before, I know a lot of guilds were like, that was the fight that they could not pass. It's just way too hard. But Rask Dakan, I think it added an extra ad, but that was pretty much it. So not a big deal. One of the things I noticed though, that I noticed only while fighting him, and I don't know why, I noticed that there's a change in the troll accent, right? So basically when you hear, because not all trolls are the same, so they're not all going to speak the same way, but I never noticed that before because I don't play Horde a lot, right? So we know that dark spear tribes have more of a Caribbean accent, right? And Zandalahari to me is more of the Wakanda quote accent, because he's like Zandalah forever, right? It's just how he says it. Subtle accent, but I like that they've made a different accent because it does separate them as a different race, right? I don't think I notice as much of an accent with the dwarves and the dark iron dwarves either. I think they both have that same Scottish, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, right? So I kind of wish that they would have made the dark irons like just a little bit different. I don't know how, but anyways. Anyways, okay. I really liked how the troll accent like makes it different. So freaking transmog. How many times have I told you? How many times?
Many.
Transmog is a gold sink. I will never go and collect this damn stuff. It's a gold sink. It's a gold sink.
You said that to me many, many times. Yes.
Pointless. I will never go collect it unless it just happens to drop and it's like, if I don't have it, well, I'll take it. Fine. But I would never go to a raid or anything like that specifically for the purpose of farming transmog ever.
Mm-hmm.
I've said
that's what you've said
many times.
Yeah. So health froze over.
Well, I have a new spot for it in my spreadsheet for things to do. God, Blizzard, I swear to God.
Yes.
Terrible. Terrible. So I'm working on the older, I'm working on the original four raids that are left first. I'm going to work my way up, but I have a spot for it in my spreadsheet.
Yep. Got you.
Damn it.
Oh, I knew it was a matter of time. Yeah. That's awesome.
The only other thing that wasn't in my notes is I'm unlocking these Dilari trolls, and I need like, I don't know how much, like about 6,000 rep, I think I was saying to you before, left. So I'm almost there. I can unlock them and then I'll be ready to go for whatever.
And that's good. Guess what?
Hellblade Race.
You know what's exciting for you?
Oh no.
Do not have to do a dungeon to unlock it. Can I just say that?
Technically, you don't. Technically, you don't have to do a dungeon to unlock the Kaltiris. You do have to do a dungeon to get a different achievement in order to get to that point. But I mean, it's semantics. Tell me, how do you feel about your Kaltiris rep grinding so far?
Well, the Kaltiris were getting there about 5,000 off Proudmoore Academy. So nearly there. I got exalted with 7th Legion. Did all the stuff. Up until... I'm going to go into Motherload. Right. Not happy Jan face. This is my not happy Jan face. Oh, did I? There is many words. Now, it's not often, you guys don't often really hear me curse. Stone has heard me curse. At work, they hear me curse. There are times and places for cursing. Trust me. Thank God I was not live when I was doing this, because there would have been expletives everywhere. I was going off my nut. Because I've done all the Horde side. There was no dungeons. Got it. Unlocked. Yes, done. Go make one. Yay, we're all good. I want to make a Dark Iron Bloodthirsty. That's what I want to do. I've got to go into a freaking dungeon.
I will
so
help you
not
with
happy.
That. I can run with you.
We can't
either
two-man
tank.
It. We can't two-man it, Stone. There's
either as a
time
tank
zones,
or
so.
DPS or whatever.
Doesn't matter. It's just
no.
Times.
Hold on.
Times.
What? Yes. Listen, my character is geared enough that I can run you through by myself.
Really? For even a normal? I've never been in there, so I have no idea what.
Yes. Yes.
I haven't even been in there on my main because I gave up raiding and I was
on
like,
normal,
stuff
yes.
this shit.
As,
I'm not doing
as
it.
As long as it's normal, it will be fine.
Yeah, well, apparently people said I can do it on normal.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and
okay.
In our chat room, late Layla and Moon and
guys.
Yeah. The,
thank
and,
you.
And execute. They're all willing to help you. See?
Thank you. It's just finding time to do it because obviously that's the big thing. So anyway, wasn't happy about that, but we'll get there. All I want is a little bloodthirsty. God damn it. I'm doing it for my challenge tune, Stone. I'm doing it for my challenge
I will help
tunes.
You with that. I will totally help you with that.
Because I need more challenge tunes. I need more bloodthirsties. Oh,
no,
yeah.
You don't.
I don't even know what I'm going to make.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. You wait till the show next week. Oh, am I going to have show notes? Let's just say, I add him in at the last minute, guys. So Stone's
yes,
not
does.
Like going.
Yes, she does. Yeah.
What have you done? And I'll be like,
because
yeah,
I'll look at the notes and
minute.
Be like, no, we don't have
He's
time
like,
for this.
What? Yeah. What the... I trust me. I have got many, many show notes so far. It's awesome. Anyway, that's what I've been, most of my stuff I've been doing. I've been really focusing on Alliance Leader, so
okay,
which is good. It's really good to see the other side of the story. What? I must admit, like I am for the Horde. I will forever be for the Horde, but
for the Horde,
I don't mind playing the Alliance because you get to see the whole story. Why wouldn't I want to see the whole story? Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting. So. That's it. I've been streaming and playing a lot of challenge tunes.
I find it funny that I'm the one that has to rein you in. Because it's usually me. I'm just like, bah, 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 and you are like, let's go. Come on, not on topic. Square lane. What's your problem? Hey, my browser encountered an error while decoding the video on our dashboard live, but it
awesome.
Still says we're live, so whatever. Okay, so
yeah.
We decided to do something last time, and I thought it would be a little just it's nothing big. It was just, hey, let's just do something silly and have a little fun, and because we do like okay. I try not to complain about WoW, but I complain about WoW because I love WoW so much. Okay. I love it.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I love WoW. So I thought, you know, what would be a cool way to go and mess around in WoW than do like a little where in the World of Warcraft are we kind of thing. So Last week I posted up a picture. Last episode I posted up a picture. It's this one. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Put it up on the page. So we put that out. We said, "Hey, can you guess where I am?" Okay. Well, hey, this is when the phone just decides to start going, "Hello." Okay. So.
Hello.
Out of the blue, I don't know, because I'm a professional podcaster apparently. So.
Nice.
Here's the picture. Great. We had Sassy Bell come up, say, Theramore. Wow. Baba Fetish Wow said we were in Nazmir. Lissan said Theramore. Bodconian said the lighthouse outside of Stormwind. Dave DeHunter said the same thing. And Beastmaster Ricka said, "I almost thought this was Theramore, but that looks like the grave outside the Stormwind Harbor Lighthouse." And then we got a guest tonight, I think, by Ganon360, guessing Dustwallow Marsh or Swamp of Sorrows. So I'm just gonna put it out there that three people were correct. It was the lighthouse outside of the Stormwind. I don't know. I saw like when I first was trying to line up myself with the grave, I was like, "Ooh, look at the sun being kind of like it's in where it's Bashir so cool. is, right?" And I was like, "Ooh, that's kind of neat." So
yeah. It's an awesome shot. You know me. I love my screenshot. That's a really good screenshot.
And that's why I wanted to do this again, was that when we first did the show, when we first started the show, oh my goodness, the screenshots. The screenshots were coming out the wazoo, right? And we've gotten away from that. Like I thought, you know, well, why don't we start doing, you know, we don't have to do like 20 or anything like that. Let's just do one and have a little fun with it. So Lita and I, we found a place. So we're going to put it up on the screen. If you want to guess in the chat, we're not going to say if you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to post the picture up on the blog, and then we'll tweet it out as well. And if you want to reply to that, we'll record your replies and then we'll reveal the answers, I guess.
We'll answer it next.
Next episode. Right. So this is our screenshot.
If you want to have a think about it.
Here we go. So Lita is the lovely warlock, and I am the rogue off to the right. So we're both Forsaken because this is Lita's my horde main, and Lita's, that's Lita's main. So
yes,
we've agreed that next episode, we're going to go take a picture with my main, which is a dwarf.
Yes, we'll do.
And then we'll go figure out somewhere else to go. So there's the picture. Yeah. I'm going to take it down now.
Oh, and yes, there we go. So if you've got, you know, anything, then tweet us once we've got it out. But we're not revealing it until next episode. So, but it was fun.
It was funny trying to think of where we should go. Well, should we go here? No.
There is.
There's
so many places. Yeah. And there's lots of thoughts for future ones, so so have fun with that.
So
well, we're on time. We're done.
See, very, very good. Awesome.
Yeah Awesome. We like to keep it short and sweet, so to speak. All right. So don't forget where you can find us. AdventuresInAzeroth.com is the website. You can email us podcast@AdventuresInAzeroth.com or tweet us @ADVAzeroth. And of course, come watch us when we are live, twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth. Stone, where can we find you, please?
Do you want me to do a voice or no?
Whatever you want to do. If you want to do a voice, you do a voice.
Okay, I won't do a voice. You can find me on Twitter @STONEGRASP. Oh, mime it. Oh my goodness. Well, this is a podcast. This is supposed to be a podcast, so miming, I don't know if that would work too well. Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping a stone, as well as the Wild Challenges podcast, which we're back Saturday.
Yes.
April the 27th.
That's right. That's right. And you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LEETAWOW. And you can check out my other show, which is Behind the Avatar, which we did an episode last week. So, yay. And of course, Wild Challenges podcast. We will be having Rogue Slayer to talk to next week as our guest. So that's very exciting. Wow. Thank you to everyone for the likes, the retweets, all of that. We really appreciate it, guys. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play and Spotify. Spotify's not in there. Don't forget Spotify.
The Spotify, I don't know if it's working because the meta. Oh. So it's there, but you got to specifically search for it. It's not coming up under under Warcraft, and I don't know why. I have to mess around with the meta searches stuff. So,
stuff.
Yeah. And I but forget where that there, was. So I think I broke it.
You broke it. Broke Sorry. It. Sorry. Anyway. Sorry.
Sorry.
Thank you, chat room, for hanging out with us, and take it easy. Be safe.
Bye. Thank you for spending time with us.
Peace. Yeah.
Peace out.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright
2019.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.